We began Simin Tov Kuf Yud Ches. We saw the Shitas in the Chaber, the concept of Mitoch Shuhutru Litzorach, Hutru Nami Shalol Litzorach, that the Malacha of carrying on Shabbos, on Yantif, we say that when the Torah was Matur, Malachas Ochol Nefesh, for the sake of food, they were also Matur, the Iker food Malachas, for the sake of any other Tzorach. We saw the Machaber Shita was that Midorais Hitz Mutu Shalol Litzorach Klau. It's only midrabbanan that there has to be a need. Agad, the Ramah goes and says it's got to be hatzrich and lo ktsas. It's got to be things that you have a need for, at least some kind of need for. He's going with the sheet of Tosus and the Rosh that there's an isur daraisa where there's no need. O shemisyore shalo yignova, or sharp seida, or he's afraid that they'll get stolen or something else. Included in this, it's mutter to wear jewelry on yontif. Also, your house key, you're allowed to carry on Yontif. If you feel safer that way, that's called for your own Yontif. Let us say you have a key to your food that's in a box where you keep your money. So the halacha would be that carrying all of that will be a tzorich Yontif. Some are cholik on that, they don't go that far. And the Mishnah Berurah says, nachon la'achmir. Now, with regard to carrying a machzer to and from shul, you're allowed to carry a machzer to shul to use it. To carry it home, so the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're really afraid that you won't get it back, then you're allowed to carry it home. However, and he says the reason for it is because if they won't be matir for you to carry it home, we're afraid you may not take it there in the first place. So there were hitiru sofa mishum trilasa. What happens if it was a machzer that you brought to shul before yantif? And now you want to carry it home because you're afraid. Mishnah Berurah says that you should be machmir. So let's say you carry it there on Erev Yontif. You go there Erev Yontif and you brought it there. If you keep it there overnight and now want to bring it back after davening in the morning, that according to the Mishnah Berurah, one should be machmir and not do. Now going back to the Mechaber says, Aval avonim v'kiyotzu be'maser. The Mechaber says, stones or something like that is going to be aser. So this is the Mechaber Shita, that the only thing that's also really are stones, things that are mukta. Lamaisa, according to the Mechaber, that would be the only thing that's also an Asa Midrabanan. According to the Ramah, they would even be Asa Midaraisa. Says the Ramah now, Hago muter lischok bakadur, afilu b'rishus harabim, afal pi she'en oe etil ba'alma. That you're allowed to play ball in the streets, even though all you're doing is just playing, there's nothing much to it. That's still called the Tzorech Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Mashal disagrees. It says the Ramah now, V'mhiniach Eruv mutil lotaltal lahotzi kol sheyesh lotaris kli, af al pi sheino lotzorech hayom. If you're carrying within an Eruv, the same way the Eruv is matir for Shabbos, so too it is matir for Yontif, not like the Ritva Shita, that they were never metakin erevin for yontif, for a simple reason. If it's a tzorach, you're allowed to carry outside the erev. Shalol tzorach, they saw no reason to go be metakin hilkas erevin. Lamaisa, we paskin that they were metakin. And the mashmos is that if you didn't make an erev, even if you're talking about carrying in a place that's not a rishus harabim, but they didn't make eruv echatzeris, it'll be also to carry there on yontif the same way it is on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Mashal says that's not the minig. The minig is not to make erevin for yontif. Mishnah Berurah does say that if you're making an erev chatzeris once a year, when you say all the Shabbos is throw in yontif too. But bedavka to make an erev for yontif, that we do not do. So lemaisa, as far as carrying is concerned, we hold that it's got to be a real tzorach. If it's a real tzorach, yontif, it's mutter. If not, not. If there is an erev, that even shalol tzorach is mutter, as long as there's no problem of hachana, which is a whole different issue that we'll learn at a different time.